In the suburbs of Miami, a nursing home is charging the Service Employees Union with using voodoo to scare workers into forming a union. The National Labor Relations Board, which is investigating the charge, has taken testimony this week from workers at the Mount Sinai St. Francis Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Reporter Madeline Barro-Diaz is covering the story for the South Florida Sun Sentinel. I understand some of the workers have testified that indeed, voodoo was used to intimidate them into voting for the union. Tell us what they said.
Well, first, I think I want to clarify that voodoo itself, which is a religion practiced in the Caribbean, isn't in and of itself an evil religion, but the workers who testified said associated the signs that they saw at the nursing home as quote-unquote voodoo. What they saw was things like pennies lined up on the floor or pennies grouped in a drawer or half full cups of water put on a high shelf in a room at the nursing home, and they believe these to be signs of black magic intended to hurt someone.
And the problem would be if the worker picked up the pennies or touched the glass or moved them, they would have bad luck or something like that?
Some of these employees were told by coworkers that the pennies were evil and to not touch them or to pour salt over them. So they wouldn't even touch them. It was their understanding that something bad, it wasn't clear what, something bad could happen.
Why would this connection be made between unionization and these voodoo signs?
The only testimony I personally heard making the connection was that some people charged that they had seen one of the union organizers, who happens to be Haitian, holding so-called voodoo beads. Well, this union organizer, Mary Jean Philippe, is a Catholic who says she doesn't know anything about voodoo, and she carries some rosaries around with her.
How has the union responded?
Well, first of all, they believe the charges are stereotypical and racist. A good portion of the workforce is Haitian. So they basically say it's baseless, it's a typical delay tactic, except in this case they're using voodoo because Haitians are involved.
A delay tactic on the part of the nursing home, which doesn't want to have a unionized workforce.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. What was the tone like and the feeling in the hearing room when this testimony was going on? Was it pretty tense?
The witnesses were pretty straightforward and matter-of-fact. They really sincerely seemed to believe in black magic. On the side of the union, between testimony and during breaks, you could kind of see them kind of laughing, kind of feeling like maybe this sounded a little bit ridiculous. But from the side of the nursing home and from the employees who were testifying for the nursing home, they were dead serious.
When will the case be decided?
It's not expected. The hearing officer is not expected to have a decision for several weeks. Once he hears all the testimony, I believe they still have some time to perhaps file any additional papers, and typically it takes them a few weeks for the hearing officer to render a decision.
Madeline Barro-Diaz of the South Florida Sun Sentinel, thanks very much for talking with us.
Well, thank you.